How are you doing?
I am doing great, Aviv. So after we recorded our last episode, it's been really hot here.
Bonus episode for Sylvester Stallone Saturday
Tango
on
and Cash.
Tango and Cash, which is really sticking with me. That I just can't.
It fucks.
Not.
That movie's so good. No, but it gets really hot in the apartment. Again, we don't have air, so a lot of times at night, it's actually much cooler to just sit out on the patio. It's not much cooler, but it's every little bit helps here, because it's just been kind of gross. So her and I, what we'll do is, like, you know, we'll bring a deck of cards out there or a game or just kind of bring a book, get a hangout out there. We've got some nice, like, Edison bulb things. I don't know if you saw that whenever you saw my
So nice,
patio.
So nice. I didn't see that,
yeah.
But very nice.
So it's got a nice little kind of area out there, so we bring out like a little table that we have, and we'll put like the iPad on there. We'll both take an AirPod, so we both get like one side, so we can still talk to each other. Maybe like have a little movie going, kind of just chill out there, right? It's a very nice thing. So we're out there the other night, and I forget even what we're watching, and all of a sudden, like, you could start to hear the fight from like the neighbors like two floors up that have their balcony open, and so immediately, Cassie and I, at the same time, we both reach for the iPad. We're like, we must pause this. We have to hear everything. And it's just one of those, like,
just get the popcorn.
It was that moment. It's like, you feel bad, but at the same time, it's like, what the fuck is... And you're like, you have to know, right? And it's just like, and you're only getting, like, bits and pieces. Like, there was something very much about, like, well, she picked that show... So there's like a huge thing that they're fighting about a show, and then someone was like, well, this is really about your dad. And I'm just like, oh, this is going, someone. And then it's just, and then it keeps going. It was like, and I'm still not clear what's happening. Like, he doesn't let her watch a show, or he's upset that she was watching a show without him.
And your father doesn't let you watch the show.
Yeah, is it like a control thing, or like, is this like, is this a stupid fight, or is this like a very dangerous, like, control freak kind of fight? Like, I don't know. And people that fight like that with the doors open are going to keep doing it. So I really want to see where this goes. It's like Free Entertainment. It's like Rear Window.
Well, where did it go?
I don't know. They smartened up and they went inside. And then they buttoned up.
That's like the free weekend of HBO that you used to get.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, ooh, is it enough? Do I want to sign up for this? Do I want to pay for this? Or do I just like it because it's free? Lucky for me, it's always free. I just live here. Well, technically, it's not free because I pay rent. But yeah, so it's like, I feel bad doing it. It's like, oh my God, I feel so gossipy. But it was very, very funny.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of gossip, there's like some big drama with the new movie Don't Worry Darling. Have you heard about this? You heard about this?
Not a word. How are you, Aviv, by the way?
I'm good. I'm reading up on the drama about the new movie Don't Worry Darling. So Don't Worry Darling was on the blacklist last year, which is a list of best unproduced scripts of the year. And I read it.
Does that really mean anything anymore?
Not really, no. The script is pretty good. I would say pretty good. But Olivia Wilde is directing the movie, and I really liked Booksmart, which is her first and last movie that she directed, and so I was like pretty excited. And then I saw a trailer for the movie, and basically like none of the scenes from the script are in the trailer for the movie, but it like takes place in the same world. It just feels like a different version of that world, and so I got very, very excited for it. But turns out that she originally cast Shia LaBeouf to be the lead in the movie. He was like, that's not good cast. If it's anything like the script, which it seems like it isn't, that's not really good casting, but whatever.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? And then Shia LaBeouf is like crazy and abusive, and he's like, you know, the bad kind of method, and, you know, and before some stuff about him and his then girlfriend FKA Twigs came out that he like abused her, she fired him like before that, right? Or so she says. He walked off the set, and so Olivia Wilde is like, yeah, you know, Florence Pugh is the lead of the movie, and she felt uncomfortable with Shia, so we said goodbye to Shia. And everyone's like, good job, Olivia. And so she put Harry Styles in the role instead. Yes. And then stuff happened with her and Harry Styles. Well, Shia LaBeouf has now said that's not the way it really happened. And he has produced a video that Olivia Wilde sent him, basically asking him not to quit the movie. And so it's like from 2020, and he's like, I have the receipts that Olivia didn't say, hey, you are treating women badly, so that's why I'm firing you from the movie. In fact, she's saying like, hey, we can work this out. Maybe Florence has had like a wake up call and she'll want to work with you again. And so now everyone's just screaming about it, which is interesting and a little upsetting.
Why does that video exist?
She must have sent it to Shia. It's like she's like talking directly to her phone camera and addressing Shia. And
but so, not so live. Like kept it. I mean,
No. Like from 2 years ago.
No, but I'm saying like at the time. Did she pre-record like a hi Shia? Or were they like talking on FaceTime?
Yeah, somehow
recorded it.
No. It's pre-recorded. It's like, hey, Shia, I just got done from like riding my horse and I was thinking about it and like I want to try to work it out between you and Florence, which is like people are treating it like the smoking gun. I kind of feel like that's what any director would do, is like try to mediate. But then again, she was saying like, I'm such a great person that I fired Shia because I knew he wasn't, you know, treating women right, which is like clearly not what happened. So the reason that I bring this up is,
well, there's also two ways you can interpret that if that's what she said.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Does that mean, because that doesn't solve if he quit or she fired him.
Correct. It doesn't solve if he quit or she fired him. It doesn't solve like how behind, she could have behind the scenes been like, hey, I don't really want this guy on my set, and then sent him a video trying to play nice. Like it doesn't matter. What kind of perturbs me about this whole thing is like, this is a really high profile woman making a really high profile movie, and yet every single, like, there's been nothing about the movie now. Like, there's like, the story is not of the movie now, it's about like what Olivia Wilde did or didn't know about Shia LaBeouf in order to fire him so that Harry Styles could be in the movie. It's like, who gives a shit? Like, no other. I feel like it's kind of a hit job on this movie because it's a transparently feminist movie directed by a woman, and so the story can't be about like that this is potentially a good movie, or the movie's horrible because no one's seen it yet. So if the movie's horrible, I don't know. But I have a feeling it's going to be
so good. They're all just lying and wait for the first frames of the movie to come up. So then one of them can either pounce or not pounce.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so
this is a good movie, we have to take this fight.
Yeah, we have to fucking take her down. And if it's a bad movie, well, she's already, we got to take her down because Shia would have been made it good. Or, I don't know.
Listen,
it's,
we're either fighting for feminism or
against
sort of
feminist.
We're gonna take an L for the sake of not destroying everything.
Yeah, but
sacrifice the one rather than the many.
This is one of my most anticipated movies of the year. So like the fact that they can't, like people are just like arguing about the process is making me kind of angry.
This also feels whatever. Like a very LA kind of thing.
It is.
Like, I mean, it's Hollywood. It's more than just like an LA thing. But I was like, I haven't even heard of this movie.
Oh yeah, well, the script,
I know that there was
good.
A movie with Harry Styles and I knew that, but like beyond that, I don't know, wasn't she at like a Marvel Con or some variety? That's where she got served with paper, so it was like,
right. And then Jason, what's his name,
Sudeikis,
Ted Lasso,
yeah,
Jason Sudeikis was like, I didn't know they were gonna do that, whoops. It's just like a really messy public thing that like, No one needs this shit. Like, why does anybody care?
It's for the same reason why I wanted to find out why the neighbors upstairs were fighting over a television program.
And this is, I wouldn't have brought this up if we weren't talking about this already, right?
Right.
It's like, we do like to be messy bitches about gossip.
It's true. I think everyone does. I think people deny it, but I mean, I think deep down,
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that in everyone.
Yeah, I think I heard this thing on a podcast that was like gossip is like an evolutionary thing. Like, we talk about the people who are like unsafe in our communities so we can avoid them or whatever. I don't know. But I think part of my being a gossip bitch right now is because I have a quick Rubenstein recommends.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching the Netflix show Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, Christ.
Have you heard about this?
I know of Too Hot to Handle, yes.
So for listeners who don't know, Too Hot to Handle is where 10 to 12 horny, hot singles go to an island thinking that they're on a reality show about being horny, hot singles called Temptation Island or Pleasure Island, or they change it every year. And then all of a sudden, after about 12 hours that they're there, this fucking butt plug shows up. This like Alexa ass motherfucking butt plug. And her name's Lana, which is anal backwards. And she's like, guess the fuck what, motherfuckers? You're on a show where you're not allowed to be horny. Like, you're only allowed to be horny. You're not allowed to kiss or heavy pet or fuck or jerk off. And you know, have fun for the next 4 weeks.
So it's the contest episode
of Seinfeld.
Of Seinfeld.
And these people, I cannot
with
stress.
Hot young singles.
I cannot stress how horny these people. They're so horny. And every time they have a chance to win $100,000. And every time they do act on their, you know, whatever,
yeah,
their urges, they lose money. And so at one point, some guy loses like $30,000 in a night.
Oh wait, so it starts at 100, and if you remain,
go down.
So you like, oh my god, is it like a different point system? It's like just,
yes, kissing is $3,000, jerking off is $5,000, and you don't just lose it for yourself; you lose it for everybody. So they're just like, god damn it.
So it's the same 100 that so that they it's the pool, same yeah. 100,000 that they would all then have to split.
So in the first season they split, and in season two they all vote Survivor style of who gets the pot at the end. It's
what
it's, it is. The show is insane. The show is so fucking crazy.
This. Wait, it's not even like Guys versus Girls where it's
nope.
It's just everyone.
Yeah, everyone. And they're all anyone, just like sucking so and fucking and cornholing.
So everyone literally has the ability to just crash the boat,
yes,
right into the mountain.
Yes. And
there's nothing anyone can fucking do about it. Save killing them.
No. And periodically, Lana, the fucking butt plug, is like, okay, so Marcus, you've lost $40,000 for your team, and you're currently dating Emily, so you two will have the ultimate test, which is that they all sleep in the same room, by the way. They're all just like, it's like a bunch of beds in a row, like a fucking army barracks. And so
it's not one big bed?
No, it may as well be. But Marcus and
that would be wild. I would love to see that.
Season four, baby. So Marcus and Julia, you've lost $40,000 for the group, but you have a chance to win it back by doing the ultimate test, which is like you get a private suite with like there's like handcuffs and whips and a giant bathtub. And it's like if you could spend it's like an escape room. If you can spend a night in this sex suite without having sex, you'll win the $40,000 back. And they can never do it.
Wait, so what's the penalty if they have sex?
I'm glad that you ask. So
is it just the 40,000? It's like the one chance to win it back, or do you go deeper into the hole?
Well,
pun also intended.
Let me tell you. So let me give you your menu options. So kissing is 3,000.
Yeah.
Jerking off is 5,000.
Yeah.
I think hand jobs, getting a hand job from somebody without coming is 4,000. Getting a hand
I'm
job.
I'm sorry. Wait, you're going to have to, before you finish this. What was that?
So there's one point in one of the seasons where someone gets a hand job but doesn't finish, and he's like, Lana, I don't think I should be charged the full price for this.
So he lawyers his way. He's like, Your Honor, Yelena, I gotta tell you.
There's so much lawyering. So getting a hand job to completion is eight grand.
What was it? What was the to not completion?
Four, which I think is
that's a pretty steep penalty.
It's a good deal.
Is it though?
And having sex is I think 20,000, 15 or 20,000. Okay.
What about oral?
I think that's probably
got to be more than a hand job.
10 or 15, yeah. That weirdly happens kind of infrequently on the show. They're all mic'd up all the time. They like wear these like fucking mic halos on around their necks.
Oh yeah, like out of the circle.
Because they're all shirtless all the time. So, in the ultimate test, the wrinkle for season three was okay. So Nathan and Emily have lost them like $62,000. $57,000. An obscene amount of money, right? And so they go in, they have a chance. If they don't touch each other for one fucking night, they win the $57,000 back. And if they do have sex, they'll get charged the typical amount. And then
So it's on top of what you're already in the hole. So it's literally, it's a double or nothing bet.
But it's worse. It gets so much worse. So then as soon as they leave, the butt plug is like, all right, everyone, you all can make a bet.
If
this is like,
fucking
uncut gems. So if you all,
this really does actually sound like it's just a gambling addict's fucking.
Yes. So if you all bet that they won't touch each other, you'll win your 57,000.
This is the literal, Aviv, do you know what we've uncovered? The literal blowjob economy.
This is the blowjob economy, and it's teetering.
It's not sustainable.
And if you bet that they will pass the test, but they don't pass the test, you get charged an additional $57,000.
What was the original pot of money?
So in season three,
can they go into the red? Can they owe money?
Season three is $200K because every season they keep just like running out of money. So
call it a million. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, this would make a very interesting economics argument, though. Just like a piece of sociology. Like, what would the number be that everyone's like, guys, legitimately, if we split this between us, we're all walking away.
Stop. Kiss it. So. Okay, so they bet that they would pass the test, right?
It's too big to fail. We gotta bail out the blowjob economy, Aviv.
They think that they're gonna win the $57,000 back.
Wait, so they collectively as a group have to make one decision?
Yes.
Is it like a vote? They just go with
it is a vote. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like they all have to agree on this is the one.
No.
Oh, okay. So it's
eight to two.
So it's a democracy.
Correct.
For the
they also like they could do whatever that like it's the rules are all made up.
I mean, I understand, but I'm saying in the spirit of the game.
In the spirit, yes, in the spirit of the game. So they vote to do that, and then Nathan and Emily come out, and they're like, I don't know, guys. And so they lose, right? Because they kiss.
Because they couldn't touch at all. Yeah.
They could touch each other. Like they could be like, hello. Sir, you
right,
know.
But not in a non-sexual,
correct,
in a way that HR wouldn't come after you.
Exactly, and so they try to like loophole it. She like takes off her shorts and like kisses him through the cloth, and she's like, "Oh, we didn't kiss though." And so so the butt plug is like, you lose an extra $57,000, and you kiss three times, so that's an additional $12,000. So it's $69,000 that they went down.
In addition to the original 57.
Correct.
So apparently
they're fucked. Yeah, but the show is amazing, and it's like incredibly horny, this show.
They were Lehman, man. When they went down, they're like, I'm taking you all fucking with me.
But the best part of the show is,
why can't the people like rise up and like throw them out of the sex village?
They can. So that does happen, but but yeah, periodically.
Lord of the Flies style, man. Like,
crush one of their heads with a big rock.
That's what I'm saying.
So
we need order, Afif, in the blowjob economy.
I would do so well on this show. No one would want to fuck me. I wouldn't want to fuck anybody.
We need a strong Federal Reserve Bank to stabilize this.
You people need jobs.
You too. We need jobs in the blowjob economy. The economy of the future. We barter blowjobs for candy.
My favorite all-time thing about the show is, so periodically they like add new people to spice it up, and the new people never know what show they're on because they all think that they're going to fucking Paradise Island or whatever.
Do they ever get told like there's a like that's what's going on, or like they don't know at all about the money?
No, they get told, and the best moments of the show are like when the butt plug is revealed and you see the because it's like the Ali G show, like all these people know what this show is, they just don't think that they're on it.
Oh,
and
okay.
So when they see Ali G, they're like, oh fuck. So anyway, three seasons of Too Hot to Handle is on streaming on Netflix right now.
It's funny because Cassie did say, and I said the other day rather, that her and I were like, we need a good just like trash show.
It is trash.
To get into.
It is so trashy.
We had contemplated that we were putting it on the list, but you might be pushing me over the top here.
It's so good.
It really isn't gambling. It's like what you're gonna do is you're gonna bet on the outcome of a fair bet, which is unrelated to yours, but will literally sink.
So you bet the ship and you get the boy.
Who was betting what?
But before we do that, a little trip to the mailbag.
All right. Yes, we have no Gmail, so it's all Twitter, Aviv. So what do you got?
Yeah. So we have some updates from Teresa.
Okay.
We asked a couple of questions, whether Big Poppy was handsy.
Oh, right, yes.
She says, Big Poppy, not a handsy hugger, like hugging a friendly life-size grizzly bear.
That's exactly also what I was hoping.
I like realized this as I was editing the episode, when they were talking about Poe the Raven for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, yeah, that's a real bird.
Oh, really? I thought it was like a dude in a suit.
No, she says also the actual avian mascot for the Ravens, not the human in a foam head, and sent a picture of her with the bird. I think the bird might be in mid-shit.
Man. Let me see this. Oh, in that case, yes, that is actually rather embarrassing to be shit upon by a bird. That's never happened to me before.
You've never been pooped on by a bird? Oh, I definitely have. I was at the beach once. Working, so I had my laptop open. Bird pooped in my laptop.
Oh no!
It was real bad.
Boo.
at Chewy Bear Stare says, "You guys are such good storytellers. I don't know you. I don't know Chuck. I don't, and I know nothing about movie production. But I was on the edge of my seat, waiting to find out what happened with the fireproofing steak truck commercial driver's license." Me too, Lee. Me too.
We'll let you know.
At Claire Gorant says, why don't I get ads? Is it because I'm on Overcast? I don't know. Is it because I live in Japan? Maybe. Is it because I'm such a multifaceted and unique human being that the algorithm just can't get a grasp on what speaks to me as a consumer? I desire commercial validation. And includes a gif from Mad Max Fury Road of a war boy just screaming, witness me!
I don't have an answer for you. Oh, look at that. Just the...
Me neither. So
there's the bird.
There's the bird. I want my bird.
Real bird. Who would have thought? Just some dude sitting on her sitting on her head.
A grown man sitting on her fucking hand.
Foam suit. The bird threw me off. I was in the middle of saying something. Now I'm like, I don't even know what I was saying. I don't fucking know.
At Button 0990 says, the Secret Service being distracted by a naked lady, which causes World War III, would be an interesting movie. I'm torn between if it would be a drama or a comedy, though. A comedy.
Well, it's funny, because like, I was thinking, like, I mean, you could play it for comedy if you want to, because it's absurd, but the sad reality is...
Oh, right. I was thinking, like, an Armando Iannucci Death of Stalin sort of deal.
Oh, I never saw it.
A Veep.
Okay. Yeah. It would, yeah.
At Miss Rosemary NYC, aka Judgy Ass Rose, says, regarding the episode Beef, I think about this classic Tumblr post like once a week and included a screenshot of a Tumblr post.
Okay.
Which I'll do a dramatic reading of in a minute. It says, ambiguously Hispanic warehouse worker on Law and Order. See, I recognize your senorita. She trabajoed here about 3 months ago, which I think is literally verbatim a quote from the episode.
Oh, that's fantastic.
At Pride Roasted says, I'm just going to assume Matt's job is whatever Chandler Bing's job was on Friends.
Exactly. It's a transponster.
Transponster. At button 0990 says, what's going on with these ads? My first one for beef is in French. I took French in school and have a tiny bit of French in my ancestry, but how does that equate in the algorithm to an ad in French? And again, same one. So like the later that day she says, and again, the same one, maybe because I rewatched Crimes of Grindelwald and it takes place in France.
I don't know, because I've gotten a couple in Spanish, and I'm like, whoop.
Olay.
Just a bit outside. Caught none of that one.
And, you know.
What, okay, you think it was an ad for the CIA in French?
Ooh. Ooh la la. At Andre H. Pollock says, in reference to the animal rights group you mentioned in Beef, she didn't want to say the word PETA.
Mm. Okay. Well, now you got to bleep that out.
No, I'll say the word PETA. I don't give a shit.
Well, then why did you say it like that?
Well, she didn't want to say it in the tweet so that they did.
Oh,
so
like the PETA, okay.
In reference to the animal rights group you mentioned, Beef. My favorite stunt they pulled was trying to change speciesist language. Like they suggested replacing bring home the bacon with bring home the bagels, which is kind of anti-Semitic if you ask me. Do you remember this?
No. I don't, but the Babylonian Bagel Boys were very upset by it.
They certainly do. I agree with you, Andrea, that it does sound a little bit anti-Semitic where you're like, come on, babe, bring home the bagels.
At least they didn't say, you know, we'll say, like, bring home the shekels.
Yeah, right. So I feel like we talked about this on the show, but a few years ago, PETA published a updated set of idiomatic phrases.
Oh, boy.
That you're supposed to teach your kids that are like are harmful to animals. You replace them, right? So I'll read them to you. The first one I have actually adopted because I think it's so fucking stupid.
Oh boy.
You're supposed to replace kill two birds with one stone with feed two birds with one scone.
Sure.
I think that was so fucking dumb.
It kind of works. It's fine. It's
they all kind of. A lot of them kind of rhyme, or some of them rhyme. Let the cat out of the bag should become spill the beans. Take the bull by the horns should become take the flower by the thorns.
That doesn't work. No,
I don't think so. No,
that one certainly doesn't. And my question is, so like, okay. So the animals got together and had a meeting and said, like, we don't like it?
They don't like it.
Or was it a bunch of humans that got together and decided that the animals certainly can't like it, so therefore... No one was complaining about this.
I'll let you be the judge. Okay, there's so many more.
Did a centaur write in or something? Like, what am I missing here?
This is speciesist. You should say, take a flower by the horns.
Signed... An actual centaur.
Instead of be a guinea pig, you say be a test tube. So, okay. No.
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 That's...
And, like, they have, like, definitions of the idiomatic phrases. So this is, like, be tested upon. Like, yeah, be guinea pigs are tested upon, right? However, test tubes aren't tested
upon.
There's still, like, stuff in them. You can't be, like, be in a test tube. That's a weird one. Hold your horses should become hold the phone.
Like, all of these phrases, like, people also use. It's not like they came up with... some of them are new.
Yeah, you think people say, take the flower by the thorns?
No, that one specifically, no. But, like, spill the beans, that's something that people already say.
Bring home the bacon becomes bring home the bagels.
The shekels, right. Yeah.
All right. Beat a dead horse. Ready?
Sure.
Feed a fed horse.
But notoriously, like, you can't make a horse...
Beat a horse
something.
Water, can't make him drink.
Exactly. So
that one's not on here, actually, because that's nice to animals.
That's the animal being mean to you. It's like, I brought you all the way over to the water.
I brought you all the way to the water. Listen, I'm not trying to feed a fed horse here, but see, it's funny. It's funny if you just like ram through it. All right. More than one ways to skin a cat becomes more than one ways to peel a potato.
I mean,
okay.
I think the thing that they're perhaps missing here is that people, A, either have already done the acts they are referring to, so like feeding the two birds with one scone, like, well, those birds are already dead. Changing how we talk about it isn't going to make the birds not dead.
Right. But that language.
The horse is already dead.
Yeah, you can't beat a dead horse. It's already dead.
I mean, you can, but it's dead. What difference does it make to the dead horse?
But I think what I like about these is these sound like things that my dad would say, grasping for the like colloquial American English.
That's so, actually true.
More than one way to skin a cat becomes more than one way to peel a potato. Put all your eggs in one basket. Harmful. You say, eggs, man. I don't know. Put all your don't put all your berries in one bowl.
No. That one is very stupid.
Don't cry over spilled milk becomes don't cry over burnt toast.
Wait, we're going with the milk now? We're going with animal byproducts.
Yeah. Okay. Packed in like sardines. Oh, man, this train is so tight. We're packed in like pickles.
Boo. Boo this list.
Go on a wild goose chase. We're not even hurting the animals. We're just following them.
We're frolicking with them.
Yep, but you shouldn't go on a wild goose chase, and you certainly shouldn't go out chasing rainbows.
Sure.
Walk on eggshells becomes walk on broken glass.
No, that are two very different things. One of them you turn into John McClane from fucking Die Hard.
One of them you just crack some eggs. Okay, here we go. These are some good ones. The last four. Run around like a chicken with his head cut off. Run around like a clock with no hands. Mm. And for whatever reason, that was that is cited. That's created by Sonia Tunstall in Dayton, Ohio.
No. Just
ants in your pants becomes pepper in your pants, which I fucking hate.
Hate that. What about
running around like you got pepper in your pants?
What about is ants at a picnic? Is that in there? Has that been replaced?
I think, though
that's where they live,
them?
They live there. Yeah. Like,
all right, you have better, you have bigger fish to fry, have bigger kites to fly.
This is so dumb.
All right, lastly but not leastly,
thank God this bit ran out of gas about five idioms ago.
No, I love this. I would do this for fucking ever.
It's crushing my soul.
Teach people, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. This is created by Nina Otazo in her 11th grade class in Houston, Texas. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Ready?
Okay.
Give people apples and you feed them for a day. Teach people to grow apple trees and you feed them for a lifetime.
Yeah, but there's a long gap in between the, okay, you ate the apple today. I planted that tree, so it's going to provide me with the apple
in 25 years.
Oh, goody. So I'm dead now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go fucking fish. Fuck you.
Listen, I'd love to sit around and talk about these idioms for the rest of the show, but we have bigger kites to fly.
We got to eat some
some fucking apples.
I don't know. Apples, this is nonsense.
At SuperFanFilledWith says, you should have mentioned the bear on next week's episode because the main guy from the show is in the episode. To which I replied, you didn't listen to the entire episode yet, did you? Because we figured it out at the end there.
Yep.
And
again,
that's all.
People, save the tweets
to the end.
Till you've listened to the episode.
We're slow. And that's all the mailbag that's fit to mailbag. As always, you can get at us with your animal protecting idioms. We're at SVU Podcast on Twitter, which is the official Twitter handle of feeding two birds with one scone.
You could take that to the bank, unless apparently the bank is objectionable to animals in some
way. Well, the blood bank certainly is.
Well, but it's human blood.
The fun bank.
The fun bank, Senator? I don't...
The bagel bank. That's very anti-Semitic.
That is... The shekel bank.
I'm going over to the bagel bank. We know what you mean.
I don't, though. Why would you? Wouldn't the bagels go bad in like why a vault?
Why would you say it like that?
By combining those two things, you made a phrase that makes no sense now.
It sounds mean, but I don't know why.
I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this, but again, couldn't tell you why. It's just vibes.
Just vibes.
The Shekel Blood Bagel Bank Senator. And give us a rate, review, or five podcasts. Or
so much worse.
Is it? I don't know. So it's a busy bank. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Some sperm in there just for a little spice.
Yeah, in the middle of the bagel.